Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome back, my friends, once again to yet another episode of Red Pill News. I hope you're having a lovely day, and I hope you saw my first episode from earlier in the day. But in the interest of continuing to get you pumped up and make sure that everyone watching this votes tomorrow, I have yet another episode with someone who is on the front lines of election integrity. That would namely be Javon Hutton Pulitzer. Now, Javon is neck deep in this election security stuff. He has been tirelessly for the last several years, not only trying to prove the fraud and malfeasance that took place in the 2020 election, but to try to make sure that our vote counts when we get to the ballot box tomorrow. We need to show up in overwhelming force, and despite the fact that Javon is in this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he still has tremendous hope for the future of this nation. So if you can learn anything, you can learn it from Javon Hutton Pulitzer. Thank you very much for being here, guys. Sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, because we're going to be right back after this. All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again, live from the Moment of Truth Summit here in Springfield, Missouri. You know me. I'm Zach Payne. Joining me once again, the esteemed Javon Hutton Pulitzer. Javon, it was roughly 2 years ago, like August 10th, 2020, you were on the show. Excuse me. December 10th, 2020, you were on the show. How you been since then?
I've been as busy as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
I believe it. So it's been a long time since I've heard anything about the events taking place in Arizona, the ongoing investigations into election fraud, election integrity, election security. What's happening right now?
Well, we released a report on June 27th where we did a live event in Arizona. It's one of three reports of the findings that have been found in Arizona. And what we shared was there were 406,000 predetermined ballots inserted into election. Now, predetermined is very easy. That means the machines decided it, not the people. So of those predetermined ballots, it has a very strange anomaly in a race that was a neck-and-neck race, is that 91-plus percent of the votes were for Biden.
Yeah, unusual, and this is way more than enough to sway the election.
Absolutely. And so as you dig into it and you go, okay, if they're going to insert 425,000 ballots into an election, meaning electronically, well, they got to have a paper to match, so where will that paper come from? We already know that the ballot printer in Arizona overprinted the ballots. But more importantly, there's more nefarious ways to get copies of ballots that you can vote. One example is ballots. You know, when you do any mass mailing, you have bad addresses. And so ballots that come back undeliverable, no such person, no such address, no such number or unit, dead, move left, no forwarding address, those come back. And the counties are supposed to report this information and supposed to use it to clean up their voter rolls. They're also supposed to keep these things for 22 to 25 months. In Maricopa, what happened was Arizona was the last state to report these. They're supposed to report them within a month. They held on for 15 months reporting this. And then when Maricopa County said, okay, here's how many we had, they said they had 56,000 of them. When asked, okay, where are these so we can look at them and understand them, they said, well, we gave them to Runbeck, the ballot printer, and they were destroyed. Now, number one, they're not supposed to destroy them. However, when you audit what they said, 56,000, against the Election Assistance Commission, which requests the information from the post office, they said there were 110,000. And so in that scenario, that means there's 110,000 ballots out there that were mailed out, came back undeliverable. Now think about it. If the state is sending you a mail-in ballot, they're saying if it comes back, we're going to count it. So literally, you can take that ballot, you can crack it, open it up, or mail-in ballot, and now what you have is a legal ballot, and you have a legal security envelope. If you turn around and vote that ballot, stick it into that envelope, it's what mules and otherwise can drop in a ballot box, and it is basically an illegal vote of a legal ballot. And so that's one of the ways they were able to manufacture votes in this process. The canvassing showed there might be as many as 250,000 to 270,000 ballots that were subverted, where a voter voted, but they swapped the ballot and did it as another vote. It couldn't be found. But also, more importantly, we found over 100,000 votes in the system that have no way for the county to be able to absolutely confirm that they were cast on the machines. That's a big deal, right? That's a very big deal when you can't even prove they ran through the machines. Arizona has problems.
Major problems. And obviously now we're in the midst of a major midterm election. If we're successful, if we are able to bring in this massive category of America First candidates, and we control the House and the Senate, and we control the state legislatures, then it's no problem. But I think what a lot of people are worried about is that the same people who cheated in 2020 are going to end up cheating again here in 2022. Do we have any plans to ensure that what happened then doesn't just happen again this year?
Absolutely. What I'm recommending for people is, number one, and we'll just use Arizona as an example. They said that Sharpies don't matter, big deal. Well, there was 126,000 ballots that were affected by Sharpies. On those 126,000 ballots, there were 2.1 million extra votes. So that shows it's a problem. It confuses the machines. They tried to switch to the Pentel pen, trying to fool you. It's not a Sharpie. It's a Pentel. So we told people, use a blue ballpoint pen when you vote. Don't use these felt tip pens. Ballpoint pens don't jam the system, never have, never will. But that way, when you understand these systems, if they insert votes on the actual ballot, they insert it in black and white. They can't do it in blues. That's why you vote in blue. The second part of that is, I'm suggesting to people, when it comes to November and you're going to vote, your state is probably going to send you a mail-in ballot for these states that have mail-in ballots. They're going to send one to you. Take that ballot in. Do not open it. Don't open it. And then go in and vote on election day, but don't show them that mail-in ballot and do the following process. Basically walk in, and if you check in and they tell you, well, you know, Zach, we mailed the ballot, and it came back and it voted, so you already voted. Now, at that point, don't say anything yet. Ask them, will you repeat that, please? And they'll say, well, look, we sent you a ballot, it came back and voted. And just say, okay, what do I do? And they're going to hand you a provisional ballot. Step away. Do not cause a ruckus. Step away with that provisional in your hand. And then turn around and dial your local sheriff.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Okay, not your police, your sheriff. And say, I want to report identity theft. It just happened. I caught it. I'm right here. They just did it. I need to file a report. Now, when the sheriff comes up and asks you about this, okay, you're going to have a provisional ballot. And when the sheriff comes up, tell the story and say, look, I'm here to vote. They said I already voted. Somebody stole my identity. They'll go ask that election worker to repeat it. Now, the sheriff is hearing this from the election worker.
Right.
At that point in time, and at that point in time only, say, here's the provisional they gave me. Pull out that mail-in ballot that is not open and say, look, here is my mail-in ballot. Here it is.
Yep.
Addressed to me. You can see my name. Here it is. This is me. I have not opened it. You can see the ballot still in it. My mail-in ballot wasn't voted. They gave me a provisional and file the sheriff's report right then and there, because what you have caught is identity theft. Now, remember, that takes it out of the realm of election fraud and election crime, which they don't want to prosecute. Fight it on identity theft right then and there. And what these guys realized that happened in Arizona in this primary, once we started reporting them right away, they knew the gig was up and they could not use it, because people started reporting it and they had to adjust, because if they knew they kept on doing it, people were going to set them up and show the rig was in.
All right. That's brilliant. I like that you're doing that. Last weekend, we were both at the Pit in Arizona. I'd like to just get your thoughts on the actual information that was presented there. What did you think while we were there?
I think Catherine and Greg handled it exceptionally well. I think the information was tremendously valuable. There were things in their investigation that mirrored a lot of ours that cross-related to each other. So it filled in some gaps. And I think a good thing about it is we all have to get together on this united front. We have to be on the same messaging. We have to be able to explain it the same way. We have to get those messages out to everybody, because that's how we win this. They're afraid of us. We're winning. That's why they spend billions to cancel all of us. And so it was well worth the time, and I think very well done. That's about as far as I can go, because now we're collaborating on some things.
Oh, well, I'm very excited to hear that as well. Okay, so let's say we are successful. We bring in a whole new slate of candidates who become congressional representatives and senators and state legislators. What's the next step?
Kick the machines to the curb, get rid of them, go back to one-day voting, ballot, manual counting, period, until we can figure out a better system to do it in a way that it can't be hacked. But I'm totally fine if it's just paper, pens, and people. And that's what we focus on and get it done. But these machines, the system, all this convoluted cross-reporting and stuff, it is ripe for stealing our republic. They're using it to steal our republic. If we want to save our republic, we got to get rid of those machines.
How about the need for legal challenges on the day of the election? One thing that the Republican Party was lacking in, that the Democrat Party was just absolutely phenomenal with, was making sure that we had lawyers on scene. Are you in contact with anybody? Do you have anything to do with ensuring that we're not going to be lacking this time around?
We're currently, the Democrats beat conservatives because the Democrats are organized and have great tools. Mm-hmm. And I'm bound and determined in my team to bring this to America. So we're working on a project that we call Resolute Republic. And it's so as we prepare for these elections about to be run, we have all the data, all the information, all of the bad variables, so that the moment the elections occur and go awry, we have standing, we have proof, and we can show how it's done and file the suits immediately, and that's going to be critical. So that's something we're building. We haven't totally announced it yet, but we're going to turn that tool over to the public, teach the public how to use it so we can all prepare and basically hopefully recruit 100,000 digital warriors out there.
Okay, I like that as well. One thing that I'm very focused on is my friend Dan Schultz from the Precinct Strategy. Are you familiar with Precinct Strategy?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, I firmly believe that if we're going to beat the deep state, the only way to do that is to replace them. You know, we have to become those corrupt, legislators and, you know, precinct committee men and poll watchers. We have to get rid of those people and put those patriots in there. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of the Precinct Strategy.
Back his work, believe in his work, and yes, we've got to get involved locally to make a difference nationally.
Okay, excellent. If you had one thing that you wanted people to focus on in the meantime, between now and the election, what would that be?
You got to stand up, stand out, and you got to talk about this. Do not be afraid of being on Twitter, and I'm going to tell you why. Yes, you rush to platforms to not get banned, but we can't talk in a vacuum anymore. Twitter's not going to care about the 17 cents of income they're missing from you. Get back on Twitter. Get back on Facebook. Use it to troll these politicians, to call them out, to heckle them, to basically say, pay attention to the law. And that's how we can get movement, because politicians care about that public image. They used it in Arizona. Brnovich started out with almost 60% favorable rating. In 2 weeks of practicing the strategy in an organized way, they drove him down to 17%. I think this is the way to do it. But you're also You know, we all know this happened. We all know there's problems, but we can't talk in a vacuum. We've got to get out there and save lives, and that means getting through to people that don't believe something was wrong. Take it upon yourself. You've got to literally be able to explain this and save lives. If you can save one life, it goes a long way to saving a nation. So we have to fight for truth, and that means we have to speak the truth.
Right. So obviously, I think that dialogue is very important. Clearly, you've reached a lot of conservative people out there. Since Joe Biden has ascended to power, the American landscape has gone through a dramatic change. Have you noticed a distinct difference in the attitudes of average Americans out there who perhaps were not tuned into these things beforehand?
Well, I think we now know more than ever about how this rig works, what's wrong with our system and how they use it against us. I believe now that people that might have been enamored with Biden and his mail order maladministration are now realizing it was wrong. It's broken. They're running America to hell in a handbasket. So even they're wondering, what do we do? And now when you go to that extra wonderful gift they gave us of the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, people's eyes are now opening. The medical system's broke. The legal system's broke. Political system's broke. The media's broke. The school system's broke. They're waking up. It was a great gift. And I think more people are peeling away going, I better pay attention to this or I'm going to wake up in a communist country.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people were very upset in the wake of the Mar-a-Lago raid. But after about 5 minutes, and I calmed down and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? This was a gift from God.
Absolutely.
Okay. Merrick Garland, thank you very much. Joe Biden, thank you, despite the fact he claims not to know anything. That was proof positive that what Donald Trump and we have been saying the entire time, that we are fighting a failed and corrupt establishment, was absolutely true. They proved it to every single person out there who thought that, you know, it wasn't truly that way. Now Donald Trump has excellent messaging for his next presidential run, however that occurs. And I think that a vast majority of this country is now attuned to the fact that our government is weaponized against us, and we can't allow that any longer.
It was a great gift. All of this has been a great gift, but it's ours to lose if you don't activate.
Absolutely. Okay, so where are you creating content right now, and where can people find you online?
If you want to get the hardcore information and stats, that's always my locals, JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, or just use my name, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, with a hashtag in front of it. Put that in your search engine, and when you hit that, you only find my stuff. You find me everywhere in social media. Sign up and follow me. I'm everywhere. I don't discriminate. I love trolls, too. I'm glad to take them on. Come on, trolls. Come on. We'll learn stuff together.
All right. One more question. Any treasure hunting coming up in the near future, or is that behind you?
I wish I had time. And it's one of my great pastimes for decades. I got exposed to it decades and decades ago, finding a treasure in a river as a kid, and it changed my life. I really wish I could go on expedition right now. Normally, I'll be gone. You know, I could be in the Arctic for a month, or I could be in the jungles of the Yucatan for a month, you know, getting my Indiana Jones on. I wish I could do it, but I'm probably going to treat myself to it, but only after we save our republic.
Okay. Well, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, thank you very much for all your efforts, and I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.